Today, we'd like to study the title of Thanks Forever in Psalm chapter 30, verses 1 to 12. To online world members, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, what's probably the historical background of this Psalm 30? Question two, in verse 6, now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. What David's character could we see? What David's character or David's heart could we see? Last question three, in verse 12, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. How was David's heart changed to will give thanks to the Lord forever? Declaration of this Psalm, chapter 30 in the Bible, a psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. David prayed a song to dedicate to God the house. So the biblical scholars, majority biblical scholars, propose the backgrounds of this psalm, which is the First Chronicles chapter 21 or Second Samuel chapter 24. David numbered the people of Israel for the mighty man contrary to God's will. Then First Chronicles chapter 21 verses 8 to 14. So David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. This thing is the numbering the people or census. But now I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. So David's iniquity is pride. So it is not necessary to number the people of Israel, because the Israel people are there regardless of David's counting, numbering. Then the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer or prophet, saying, go and tell David, saying, thus says the Lord, I offer you three things, choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you. So God is righteous God or justice God. So God gave it three options to be punished for David's iniquity. Verse 11, so Gad came to David, said to him, thus says the Lord, choose for yourself either 3 years of famine, that's number one, or 3 months to be defeated by your foes with the sword of your enemies overtaking you. That's the second option. So you, the Israel, defeated by enemy for 3 months. The last one, also for 3 days, the sword of the Lord, the plague in the land, with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. The last option, 3 days for epidemic disease, plague, so by the angel or the servant of the Lord. Then, verse 13, and David said to Gad, David's seer or the prophet, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, which means David chose the last one, 3 days of plague by the angel of the Lord, which is the hand of the Lord. For His mercies are very great. God's mercies are very great. But do not let me fall into the hand of a man. So David refused two options. 3 years for famine, 3 months for defeated by enemies. Then verse 14, the Lord sent a plague or a disease upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. So 70,000 people were killed. Verse 18, now God stopped the plague to spread through Israel. Verse 18, therefore the angel of the Lord, who is the servant of the Lord, or messenger of the Lord, commanded Gad, say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So the God asked through Gad, let David build up an altar on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite for sacrifice. So verse 28, at that time when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, the sacrifices there, he sacrificed there. So therefore, Psalm chapter 30, historical background, David numbered the Israelites for mighty men, punished it with the plague by the angel, and David erected an altar for offering sacrifice on the threshing floor of Ornan. So that's a historical background. The threshing floor of Ornan became a part of the temple of God built by Solomon. Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1, now Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Then verse 1, I will extol you, or I will lift up you, I will praise you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up, because you have lifted David up, and have not let my foes or my enemies rejoice over me. There are many foes of David, detractors as well as many supporters, which we can see in the verse 1. Verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. So cried out to you, David made a fervent prayer, you healed me. Likely, David's taste of the plague. So see above, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 14. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. So David experienced the plague, but survived. So he said, you healed me. Healing is up to God's sovereignty, either through medicine or apart from medicine, or not healing, totally up to God's sovereignty. Because Book of Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. So Lord said, God's thought is different from a human thought, and God's ways is different from human ways. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God's thoughts higher than human thought, the thought of healed person, or a healed person's ways is not higher than God's ways. Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. So God's wisdom, knowledge, is so deep, so rich. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past the finding out. Human cannot search God's ways, God's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Nobody knows the Lord's mind. Or who has become his counselor? No human become the counselor for God. Only God is our counselor. Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him. Always God gave him first, because over him, over God, and through him, through God, and to God are all things, all creatures, including human beings, over God, through God, to God, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So all glory should be going to God forever. That's why the healing always up to the Lord, the Lord's sovereignty. So you healed me. Verse 3, O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. So David was almost dead. So my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive from the plague who killed 7,000 men of Israel. And I should not go down to the pit. Pit meaning grave. So simply meaning I should not die physically. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his. So praise, glorify to the Lord. Glorify the Lord. And give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Verse 5, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. His favor much longer than his anger. Here, only 3 days, God gave plagues. His favor is much longer than his anger. Then, weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy after weeping. Verse 6, now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. So what's David's heart, verse 6? Prosperity, such as material possessions, power, or glory, fame. So David has a lot of material possessions. Also, David has a power, united Israel as the king. Also, David is popular as the king. David has glory and famous man too. So he said, past tense, I said, in my prosperity, I shall never be moved, which means I shall stand strong in my prosperity. So here David was dependent upon the prosperity, self-reliant. David was independent from the Lord rather than from the prosperity. So here we see David's pride in the heart. Although the prosperity came from God, So that's why David numbered the people of Israel. Then totally opposite way, verse 7, Lord, by your favor, your grace, you have made my mountain stand strong. Here, not by my prosperity, but by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. So firm the security upon God, God's grace, not shaken security on the prosperity. You hid your face. The Lord did not hear over David's prayer, or the Lord did not respond to David's prayer. And I was troubled. It's a hard time because God did not respond to his prayer when he said, in my prosperity, I shall never move it. Then verse 8, David, I cried out to you, then keep on prayer fervently or with the fasting, cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made a supplication. Supplication is a synonym of a petition. Verse 9, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit, when I die physically? Will the dust praise you? The flesh becomes the dust when David dies, when a human dies. Will the dust praise you? Declare your truth. So simply meaning, rhetorical question, which meaning, after the death, the dust will not, cannot praise God, cannot declare God's truth. Old Testament saints or believers, even Jesus' disciples, had not resurrection faith until, in fact, Jesus' rising from the dead was done by God. So David was an Old Testament saint, not in New Testament. So we have a resurrection faith, but the verse 9 shows David's lack of a resurrection faith. Verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. Then verse 11, you have turned for me. So God heard of David's prayer now. God gave mercy upon David, so cleansed David's iniquity. Then verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. So transformed from mourning into dancing because of the mercy on me. Verse 10, you have put off my sackcloth. Sackcloth, a sign of mourning or sorrow in Hebrew culture. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Mourning changed to gladness. Verse 12, to the end, finally, my glory may sing praise to you. My glory is recognized to come from my God. My glory is given to God here. My glory may sing praise to you. Then not be silent. Then saying, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Now I have a motive, will to thank the Lord forever. So when David gave his glory to God, then, without silence, David said, I have the will to give thanks to you forever. Let's just see each question. What's the probability, the historical background of this psalm? chapter 13. So because of declaration of Psalm 38 song at the dedication of the house of David, so the First Chronicle chapter 21, which is the Second Samuel chapter 24, David made the offering sacrifice to God on the altar on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. That event, David did a praise song, chapter 3. Question 2, in verse 6, now in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. What David's heart could we see? Here we could see David's hidden pride. Question 3, in verse 12, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. How was David's heart changed to will give thanks to the Lord forever? How? By David's glory is given to God, or praising to God. Then, without silence, David said, David will give thanks to God forever. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Page 2, number 3.